morning sickness. Morning sickness. 98
Ah, thank you, Goth Brooks. Boy, it's packed full and ready to go. 1 week from today. Good Lord, really? 1 week from today, Playdio happens. All the local bands are in. Toledo's shuffling through the first 30 in. And there we go. We got them all done. Ready to go for next week's Playdio 2017 to
yeah, the
crown.
List, the list will go up later today.
Oh, you're going to get it
the full list. We'll put that on the...
And your order, your
who
running
made
order.
The cut. Mm-hmm.
And when you're going to run. So usually how it works, first 15, we try to get 15 in on Monday, 15 in on Tuesday. Have the big party at Copper Blues Tuesday night where the bands play. Two songs. We pick a winner off of live performance, their performance on the air and all that. And then Wednesday we announce it.
Wow.
That's already next week. So Playdio's here next week. Goth Brooks' time in the hopper is just about over. And you get the honor of writing us a theme song that we play every morning right around 6:15. That fires up the whole show. Gets everything going. How about that? So good luck to all of you playing, and hopefully you get some. I forget, somebody told me that, I forget who it was, but Goth Brooks had an opening. They opened for somebody fairly big here recently. And they're like, yeah, no, it's been great. It's been a great year for Goth Brooks.
Got back recently from Mexico City.
Oh, that's right. That's what they were talking about that, right? So they've done pretty well. Got a little word of mouth out there for them. So good on it. And then you were just saying that another thing you can't do. And gay guys, if gay guys, we got a few of those listening. I met one of them once when I had dinner over at DHE at the Esplanade. And he came up and he goes, you would be surprised how many of us listen to you. Well, hello. How are you? And he's like, love the show. But he was a gay guy. And you're not allowed to do the stuff you used to do either in this politically correct, weird situation. George Takei, mm-hmm. incredibly gay Sulu, who's on the Stern Show constantly, is now in trouble for playing grab package with a gay guy at a party that was a grab package party. Everybody was grabbing each other's junk. Evidently, the guy he grabbed doesn't like Asians. Or saw payday and said, George Takei just grabbed my...
Oh, my.
You might get... It's going to start getting ridiculous.
Right. Well, if gay guys can't grab each other's dicks... We've got a problem in this world because that's what they do, and that's why gay guys are gay. That's the appealing thing about gay guys. If you could stomach the pee-pee stuff, their promiscuity and stuff at parties and the ability to just grab and yank and do whatever and not get mad at each other over it is fantastic. It's such a relief compared to the way men have to treat women. It's different.
Do we have Ian on the phone this week to see if he's... Ever
of
been
course
grabbed?
He has. He told me a story about him and Morrissey went out to dinner once.
Well, Morrissey.
Exactly. And Morrissey's like, he can do whatever he wants to gay people. George Takei cannot.
Well, the reason being, too, the story behind it is the guy was, it's 1981.
Right.
He was passed out.
So how does he know what happened?
Someone told him?
Enough so that he, when he...
Then he wasn't passed out.
He woke up.
Nope. You're not passed out.
No.
Okay.
You're then just napping.
Then George Takei has nothing to worry about.
Well, I'm just saying he's going to have something to worry about because it's...
Well, he has nothing to worry about, one, because it's almost 40 years ago.
But accuser's words. That's what you have to worry about. I was passed out. Okay,
immediately
you're passed out.
He comes out.
And George Takei dead horsed you? Oh, I woke up, so you were just taking a nap? No, I was completely... You're not
was
passed
Takei
out.
Was Takei in the middle of fondling him and
oh,
he woke
my.
Up?
I didn't that's expect I you to wake up, young man. Back to sleep, please.
You're like a kitten.
Oh, my. I was petting you, wiener. Mmm, young man. Is that a Samsung?
I don't know what those are yet. It's 1981.
That's a Samsung. Oh, my.
So, yeah, if gay guys can't go around grabbing each other's wings, the whole thing's topsy-turvy. That's what we know of gay people. That, you know what? I don't understand. I'm not attracted to a man's penis, but damn it all, do I admire gay bars. Because somebody's getting laid. It's everything we want from our regular bars, but we have to work so hard. You have to remember, gay guys are still dudes. They still have the brains we have when it comes to sex. And now you've got two people with the same mindset at the same... Oh, forget about it.
Our mindset's no one's going home alone then.
Right. Yeah, it's a fail night. If you strike out at a gay bar, you're the ugliest gay of all time.
Oh, my. I didn't get laid tonight.
Oh, George, of course you did.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you were passed out. Everybody humped you.
Oh, goody. Good. That's how I like it.
Yeah, I don't understand this. So now gay guys can't grab each other's wings. Charlie's, that place with the great tacos?
That won't
and all
stop.
Night? Please. It won't stop, but now they're like, well, if an ugly guy does it or an ugly famous guy, there's a price tag on it. Of course it will. The second somebody wins that lawsuit, then it starts the other thing. I didn't want him to do it. No, you can't have those rules. Gay guys, you have it made with the whole sex and parks and dumpsters and just finding anywhere in a storm. You're all fired up dudes. You're thinking with your wieners. And then there's another person right there doing the same thing. You know how much easier it is to be gay and get laid?
Will the harassment continue? Will it trickle down into the high school? Or any of the guys, trying to go forward with the girl that he's going out with?
He tries to kiss a girl, sexually harass her.
Or tries to go for, oh, man, try to reach down the shirt. There's the groping.
That's a good question. Like a kid tries to take a girl out for a date, and he makes a move at the end.
I thought we were just friends, Ryan. I thought we were just friends.
Why would a friend just take you to dinner out of nowhere? Of course we're not just friends.
Now I'm going to have to sue you. I'm sorry.
Like that terrible movie Barbarella, when Jane Fonda's with the future ISIS man, or ISIS. I think that was what he was. He had the big wings, and he was from an ice planet. And he's like, well, I would like to fornicate with you. And she breaks out these pills because in her world, the future had gotten to where people don't touch. It caused too many problems. So she takes these pills for sex, and they were just going to stare at each other until their bodies react. And he's like, no, this is how we do it. And he lays her down, and then they show her again. I think they actually did it for the movie because Jane Fonda looked beat up. Oh, my God. Such a violation of my space. That's right, baby. The big winged man banged her. I'm like, that's where we're headed until people from other planets come by and remind us how it's supposed to go. Speaking of people from other planets, I've been having a rather awkward weekend texting back and forth with the
concierge service.
Our happy endings, Jay Moore.
Uh-oh.
Very friendly and stuff, but Jay texts me and says, hey, man, it's Jay. It's a different... I tell you what, comedians have a different phone number every time you contact them. I've been dealing with him back and forth on his phone about the happy endings thing for the past month, maybe two. You know, here and there. Doing this, doing that. And I get this new number from Jay out of nowhere. Hey, it's Jay Moore. Oh, hey, Joe, what's up? Hey, I'm going to be in town Monday night for the Lakers-Suns game. Love to see you. Should I get tickets for you and the co-host? I'm like, yeah, it'd be great. I said, are you here now? It's football Sunday. If you want to pop by, I got a Steelers jersey for everybody. He goes, Ralphie told me about that. No. I won't be in until Monday. We talk about Steelers a little bit. And then I get a text that says, you got any hookups with hotels? Like, I don't know. The station probably does. I'll see what I can do. And I said, speaking of Ralphie, he used to just crash here. I said, you're more than welcome, but it's weird. And he says, I'm with the co-host of my Lakers podcast. Hotel is the way to go because we're going to try to score some ass. Yeah, I was hoping you'd say that. So then he says... This is an invitation, right?
Score some ass.
They've been done for a while.
Have they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at least the guy.
Her face got too much for him?
I don't know. The co-host podcast. The co-host of the Lakers
I don't know you anymore.
See, I don't even know. Actually, they may not be completely finished. I know they went through a
that
hell
could
of a
be.
Fight.
Or you may have just given
it. It went but,
no,
back
no, no.
and forth.
He's talking about the first co-host assistant. Of his co-host of the Lakers podcast. That dude's trying to crush.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
It could be Jay, too. I don't know. But this was an invite to a game, was it?
Yeah, not? They're still married.
Right.
Are they? Because they filed for divorce twice.
They got back once, and then it was back on.
Wikipedia.
They could be back together. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he was talking. I clearly got that as he's talking about his co-host anyway. And he wanted to bring him into the house.
They're in the middle of a divorce.
Yeah, it's not been good for Jay with that. So anyway, it says he's flying back with the team. They're coming in. He's coming with the team. So I'm like, oh, okay, he's inviting us to the thing. Then about 5 o'clock. I said, let me know when you land tomorrow. I'll get the station to arrange some stuff, see if we can get a room. I'm not sure which place, but I'll let you know as soon as I can. He goes, two rooms. Don't sweat it if it's a hassle. I'm like, no worries. I said, it should be easy, and the station knows you anyway. It's good. I said, I know a guy with Suns tickets, too. If you want, I can get the VIP tickets. He just offered them to me the other day. And he goes, I got my tickets through Mrs. Bus. Jeannie Bus.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Wow.
Owner of the Lakers, sure. Right? Thanks, man, he says. And then he said a few minutes later, you should get some, though. And I said, I'll call Jeannie. And then he says, and then nothing happens. And then like 2 hours later, another text that says, are you going to get tickets? I didn't answer that one. And then he said, at 1:30 in the morning, are you getting your own tickets or am I getting your tickets? I just booked my own hotel. The whole day was pointless.
Well, you're scrambling.
So I didn't scramble hard, but I scrambled a little. I got other people were scrambling. I got the people who know the details of what we do. So I'm sitting there and I'm kind of confused the whole time. And now I don't know. I don't know if I should. Like, why would I get? Why would? No offense, Bray. Why would you and I just go to a Suns game, sit separately, just to have Jay Moore near?
Hey, there you are.
There's Jay way over there in his good seat.
Yeah, I see you.
It's like weird. So I don't know if we were. I don't think we're invited anymore.
It doesn't sound like it so much. It sounded like he was needing tickets right off
the bat. Well, he's going to get, he asked if we want to go with us. Yeah. I'm like, that sounds great. That sounds great. And I think Jeannie might have given him two.
So he was just tired of waiting for you on the hotel thing.
It wasn't that long. And I told him, we'll get him for you. Don't worry about it. I'll just let you know tomorrow when I get into the building.
Maybe he started to panic.
Could be
I've
one
done
of those
that.
People.
Like,
I guess.
Somebody's supposed to get back to you and you're just asking.
I was
for a...
getting back to him regularly. It was like, you know, every couple hours we were having a conversation. None of it was like, I really need to know. I really need to know. I'd be with him. He's like, I'd rather have it confirmed. Okay. So we'll
I
get
would
you
venture
hotel
to say he's used to people bending over backwards.
I would assume so too. But
stuff
now,
done immediately.
Now I don't know whether or not to go to the game because it was initially an invite I accepted and now there's no tickets. But I did tell him that I know a guy who has tickets. So I think he said, will you take yours?
I would not if I were.
I think I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I don't think Heyman and co-host are gonna go. I don't know.
Brady's bothered by the fact he says co-host, but I don't think Jay knows names.
Be thankful he remembers it.
No,
he knows my name. I know he does because we've talked several times. But still, I think deep down he just keeps it safe with just in
but
case
you're right
name's
on the
Brady, and he's called you Brady or.
Well, he's texted before, but like you said, the. Phone changes.
Oh, it changes every couple weeks. He's got all of them. Every comedian I've ever dealt with in my life, I get a text from a strange number within a couple days of having texted with them. Like, this is my new number. Why does this keep happening? I mean, I understand maybe it gets out a little bit, but still, I don't think that's an invitation. I don't know that. I don't know. Now I feel like a weirdo. Like, if I got tickets to tonight's game and sat somewhere else.
It is weird. What are you supposed to meet on the concourse?
I'm the type of person going out of my way not to be around him, just to show that I wasn't going to be the weirdo that star chased him.
Hey Jay, there's a timeout. Should we meet now?
Yeah, I feel weird now.
Well, my guess is if Jeannie got him the tickets, she usually sits right behind the Lakers bench.
If she goes on the road, she very rarely goes with the team, and I don't think Jeannie does. She's in a box. She's up in the suites.
Yeah, she used to have inspiration to come to the Lakers games here in town.
It's a close shot, maybe.
Brian Colangelo.
Yeah, yeah. She liked one of the boys on the Suns team, the owner's son. She was the owner's daughter. He was the owner's son.
They hung out a lot.
Match made in heaven. Yeah, I don't know. So now I'm just baffled. Like,
well, she's the one married to Phil Jackson.
Now she's Phil Jackson's lady. Yeah. He's in New York, so she's got anything she wants. Just a strange series of events has occurred. Brady, would you like to go? Because I can get you tickets. You're better at these things than I am. I'll completely screw this up, and he'll be off the happy endings thing. By the end, I'll be like, I'm not going to chase you around, friend. Sitting in different spots. I want to go to a Suns game. No offense, I don't want to go to a Suns game and sit there with Brady. We would normally go. That's awkward. That would be like, we would just rather go do something else. Brady and I are going to go. It's like, would you like to go to the ballet with us? Sure. Does Brady want to go? Sure, I'll get. All right. And then Brady and I are sitting at a ballet together. It's like, we don't go to these things. Why are we here?
Plus, you've probably met your son's quota, I would imagine.
One. For the month? For sure. Well, I do love those hot dogs they serve. Man, oh man. Are those
if they were any good, maybe.
Yeah, if the Lakers and the Suns were any good, they're both middling, you know, under 500 teams. I do want to see that ball character play because I have a feeling it's going to be fun to boo him. He's a draw. But Brady and I sitting at the ballet together while Jay's three rows up near the front just turn around giving us a thumbs up now and again. It's awesome having you guys. Thanks for letting. Thanks, Jay. Thanks. Good to be here with you, sort of. It's great to see you. But he flies in with the team. He's going to hang out with the team. And then we show up. And it's like, where are you guys sitting? Ah, we'll be up here if for whatever reason, want to throw us something. It would have been, I don't know. I'm strangely. Now I feel like he's put me in the position of being a star chaser. A simple invite has made it so now I'm chasing him to be friends. And I don't think I'm going to do that because I feel like it's weird to do. Brady, you and Ronnie enjoy the game tonight. I'll call the guy.
Busy.
Oh, you can't do it now?
Well, no. Okay, but
last minute thing.
It would be.
Yeah, but you would like this. This is something you
well,
enjoy.
Well, it would be fun to go to a game if we're all going to the game. Sure.
Sure. Well.
But in that situation like that, not.
I can't do it.
You'd yell to me and go, hey, fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
And you mean if you were all going to the game sitting together?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not
and
that
even
you
then,
just
happen to be in the
even then,
yeah,
I feel a little weird about that.
It could be a little weird.
No, I don't care. Like, I've done.
Not
things.
Really. It wouldn't be.
It would be weird. Because it's. Yes, it would be weird. The only reason you're going is because Jay Moore's there. That's weird. That's the Star Chaser part of it.
But the invite, you know, at the same nice. Time, if there's an invite and you say no, you feel weird about, like, you know.
Right.
Well, now there's no invite.
Right. Now it's not an invite anymore. Without actually taking it away, it was taken away. Go get your own ticket.
Oh.
But again, let me read the first one again, which is clearly an invitation.
Obviously, he only got two tickets.
I'm going to be in town for Laker game. Love to see you. Should I get tickets for you and your co-host? Hey, that'd be great, Jay. Thank you.
Obviously.
Are you getting your own tickets?
Right. Yeah. Genie Bus said, here's two.
Yeah, exactly.
Should I get you
How
tickets
you
for
need?
You and the co-host? I'm like, yes. And then, but why wouldn't you just say, sorry, brother, couldn't get more than two. See you in December. I mean, that's fine. You don't have to worry about hurting my feelings at all. I don't think I have any. I'm painfully aware that I may not have feelings, so it's okay.
Yeah, the assistant could have met a couple of ladies,
yeah. Oh,
too.
Good. Then tell me that.
Yeah.
Don't let me
we're
down
take,
easy.
We're going to take someone
that.
Else.
I'd much rather be just bluntly told the truth. You know what? We changed our minds. We don't want to hang out with you guys. We're going to leave these seats open for a couple other people.
Wow, these first world problems are really...
Man, no kidding.
How do you...
Just keep it down, Eric.
Your day.
Keep it down, Eric. It is a first world problem. You know why? I live in the first goddamn world. You go ahead and keep comparing your third world problems to
Sorry.
Things.
Yeah,
get out of it.
First world problems don't deny the fact that they're still a problem.
And they're first world. Yeah. And that's a better problem to have.
Oh, sorry. It should be more specific. First world white people problem.
Exactly. No, it isn't. It's basketball.
Still a problem.
Yeah. How is it still not a problem? And how is it not the most desirable world in the world?
The Kardashians could be going through this.
Absolutely.
Too.
Right.
Yeah, people have
There's
issues.
Protocol.
But what would you rather have? First world problems or third world problems? You go ahead and keep making fun of them. I'll stay over here in my first world, eating and enjoying life and not getting shot in South Chicago. This is a better way to live. But yeah, it is tough, though, because I don't want to start it. You're better at this than I am. I'll give you the tickets if you want them. I haven't even got them yet, so I got to make...
Find Jay Moore. Explain who you are.
Yeah, tell him I'm the co-host of the wildly successful morning show that you're helping us out with in December. John felt weird. He would have totally screwed this up. Because I would say something. What happened to the invite? We had an invite and then no invite. What happened to the invite?
Ask where Nikki is.
Yeah, don't do that. Just in case. I don't know the current details. I don't know
you
how bad
get the tickets,
got.
You gotta go.
I don't know, you don't. I'm giving back.
Yeah. Then do that.
If he'd have gotten tickets.
Yeah, maybe you never know. By
I'll get another 6:30, call today.
7 o'clock, I got tickets.
Where are you guys? Yeah, it's very strange. Anyway. But they're unique people. The celebrities. And this is why you can see why the whole town has gone topsy-turvy. Someone normal finally said, they act different. There's a lot of weird stuff that goes on here in this Hollywood place that isn't normal to society. They're grabbing each other. They're jerking off at doorways. Invites, no invites. Talk about first world problems. I think I'd rather have food dropped on me by a plane with a cross on the bottom of it than have some strange balding comedian jerk off on me because he thinks he has a right to. That's not Jay Moore. That was Louis C.K., although Jay could be considered balding. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where his hair's been. Yeah. And the fun thing is, like all of our texts are very fun. And then the weird thing at the end where it's like, what happened? What happened here was... Well, yeah, I hope he got a couple of broads to go. We should give... You know what we should do? We should buy tickets. And then give them away, complete with a meet and greet with Jay Moore.
Yes.
And then
almost guaranteed.
And then I'll bring an insane person who loves Jay Moore too much to the game, pawn him off on Jay, and get out Uber home.
Charlie. Oh. Take Charlie with him.
Glorious.
He's a big fan.
Glorious. That's right. We'll get Charlie.
He's already got tickets.
Hey, Jay. I do question for walking too. Boy. Christopher Walken.
All right, anyway, Jay, I'm going to leave you with this guy. Enjoy the game. I'm going to go grab a hot dog and Uber home. It's strange. Anyway, so it could change. We'll keep you up to date on that. Very weird. I don't know how to handle or behave in this situation. Because if it was any of you guys, you'd be like, what happened to the first invite? We got to walk on eggshells because he'll just go, well, I just won't do your show in December, and then we're a month away from that.
Right.
I don't want to piss him off.
You don't want to piss him off.
Right. Still friend slash client slash.
It's going to be weird, dude. I'm not doing your show.
Right. I'm not doing it anymore because that thing you pulled with the homeless guy. He's not homeless. He's got MS.
So, I think it's covered because he's got his tickets. He's got his room. That's what he wanted to go here. And if like,
somehow
if you guys want to go, that'd be great.
Somehow or another, they're going to offend it. No, that's not what it was. If you're going to the
game,
we'll be there too.
He's covered now.
Yeah.
Hey, John. Weird. Is Jay cool with Brady? Because it sounds like maybe he just all of a sudden remembered who your co-host was and then decided to change his mind without telling you.
I don't know.
Could be.
Have you had a dust-up with Jay we don't know about?
No, no.
Was it awkward when he was in here?
No, never. Once. No.
No. It was for me. I came back from the stop and I said, hey, man, you're in my seat. Gotta get the hell out of there. I was joking with him.
Yeah.
And he didn't even acknowledge my presence.
He just stared at his phone
the whole time.
Yeah, we told him, this guy's going to come in here and be mouthy and try to be hilarious. Just ignore him. Stare at your phone the
whole
time.
At least Ralphie and Frank will fire back.
Yeah.
I mean, geez, that guy.
Yeah, they just didn't. He did what everyone should have done. Just keep the janitor.
Ignore my presence.
The janitor's here.
Right.
He'll be gone in a second.
What was that breeze?
I'll ignore his presence, too, at the comedy show.
No, he's hard to ignore. He's actually fun. Jay's fun. But we'll see. That'll be interesting. And I would like to see he and his assistant. I like to watch that. I like to be around people who are known and watch other people react to it. That is one of my favorite things on the planet, is to be the anonymous hanger-on of somebody who's kind of got a little celebrity. It's so strange how some people just, they can't focus on life when their TV is sitting behind them. When the thing that lived in their living room during Jerry Maguire shows up in their life, It gets so weird. Ralphie May.
Some freeze.
Hanging out with him at that Steeler game, and that dude sat next to him. And it was a year or two after Last Comic Standing, so people still remembered. This guy was in my house every Tuesday. He was in my house. And that dude didn't watch an ounce of football for a quarter and a half, just stared. And I mean hard stared. Right at Ralphie until Ralphie finally goes,
it's me, player. You can stop.
Like, what?
Yeah, it's me. All right. I'm right next to you. Oh, my God, you're staring at me like I'm hot garbage.
And the guy's like, oh, my God, I knew that was you.
Say something next time. You're creeping me out.
It was
weird. The other fun element is the assistant part of it. Like, I mean, Ralphie's old assistant, Evan.
Oh, that guy. The ass puller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He needed his own tour bus.
Yeah, he had to have a bus to be his assistant because of all the vagina that...
He'll never get accused of anything.
No.
He's nobody.
Yeah.
You just had sex with some dude. That's not a sexual harassment law. He can't get you anything. But
door is open.
Winging themselves at him like frisbees. It was crazy. Just flying up to him. It was pretty amazing. Anyway.
I think he settled down with a doctor.
Good Morning America this morning. They're talking about the Louis C.K. thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it says... Rebecca Curry told ABC News she was working on a pilot in 2005 when Louis C.K. asked if he could masturbate in front of her.
Yeah.
That she's just one of the five women. But, like, if he asked...
He's the boss. You can't do that.
I know, but...
It's a work
At least he asked. I mean, that was nice.
That was polite. Yeah. That's a polite way to jerk off in front of someone.
The other two
If he just had done it...
Would you like a drink? No. Next question.
So, on that one, I think he's innocent.
Nope. He's the boss.
No?
He's the boss.
You can't ask?
Eric. You can't talk to him anymore.
They were just working on a pilot. He wasn't the boss.
You shouldn't work with the pilots when you're most the boss. That's when you're like, it's hiring and firing is going on like crazy with the pilot.
But did she give an answer? Was there an answer?
I don't know. I'm not watching the video. I saw the...
Yeah, did she say
yes? She said no, but if she said yes, then
it's still. But then
it wouldn't be a story.
But no, because she can still turn around and say, I said yes because I felt pressure from the manager to watch him jerk off. And he used to tell people that all the time. You're never going to be anything in comedy until you see me beat off.
Yeah, she was a comedian.
Yeah. And he used to tell the girl comics.
We weekend that. About wine. It was forced on us.
That's true. You got forcibly wined.
You
have a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Call Lerner and Rowe.
You, my friend, have been violated.
Did Jeremy grope you or Lisa?
With wine? Yes.
People's house parties should not cost you money.
Agreed.
Yeah. They invite you
unless
over.
You announce.
Right.
Like, if you're having a party and saying, hey, we need $5 for the keg.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We'll all kick in for the alcohol. Right. Oh, that sounds great. Yeah.
Right.
It would have been cheaper if they would have asked if they could masturbate in front of me.
Yeah, that's right.
Damn it. I got to text him.
It'd be neat if Jeremy did that.
You could have just said no.
Everybody gather around. This is the part of the party where it gets cool.
Next time, if you could just beat off, that would be great.
I would rather go to that party than who's the weird lady over in the corner that's not eating or drinking and just staring and waiting for us to gather.
With their sign-up sheet.
Who's the one that keeps asking, is everyone here?
Can we start yet?
Going to Jeremy's baiting party this weekend?
Yeah, Jeremy, that's it, Hunter Pest Control. I'd rather have you break that can out and get in the uniform and go, I'm here to spray you all.
All right.
Boom, boom. Oh, the Bugman's whacking off for the party. I'm watching that.
Now that is fun entertainment right there.
He comes out dressed as like Bugman. I am Bugman. And I'm going to beat off with my eight legs.
As long as I don't have to buy wine.
Wow. He's an arachnid masturbating. That's what that looks like.
Then he can hand out the forms. If you like that, you can hire me.
Right. I'll do your house for free.
Think of what I could do for you.
Once a month, I come by, I spray, I do the dick thing, and then I leave. I don't know, but that's a weird one. Anyway, that's another first world problem. I'm going to get on Toledo for that one, the wine party.
Yep.
That's a first world problem. They nearly made us buy our own wine.
Eric had his. You had yours this morning. Yeah, you went to a big... outbid you.
Yeah, you went to... you have your first world problem.
No, I'm just saying, we've all...
Yeah, but you said in a very disparaging, dick-headed tone, trying to say, like, ugh... These people. You're in it, dickhead.
I never said I wasn't.
I almost got a Gale Stairs ball, but somebody outbid me at the Compadres Festival. I was at Saturday night. $1,500 a table.
Event.
Yeah. Sweet.
All white people. There was like 8 million white people at that place. And one black dude, he stood out like a beacon.
Well, that's good, though, because then you know who to get the drinks from. There he is. You. Vodka tonic for me and my wife will have a Cosmo. No, I'm not serving you. All right, go on, get my drinks.
Yeah, I'll lump myself in that category.
Toddle off.
First world problems. I did get my autographed picture.
Isn't it great? I love having first world problems. That means I'm part of an awesome first world. So much better than the alternative. You know what else I like about our country after Veterans Day this weekend? Iran and Iraq border had a huge earthquake. We don't care.
Timing.
We don't care. Oh, well. It's your problem, brother. Should have been nicer.
I got my Iraq Strong shirt.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like Baghdad Strong. I wonder if Laser's house burned down. She's like,
that's a shame. Should have been nicer.
Ah, Bulger, you're not even going to let us live here?
No. All right, I'll do it. Damn it.
Yeah, I knew that push over and let us live in his house. Start moving the furniture that isn't all crispy in there. We're staying. Laser out. Yeah, so Iraq has an earthquake. And we're kind of like, it got Iran too, so good. We don't seem to have that humanitarian vibe when it's them. You'll get some people that'll say, oh, it's tragic. Nobody really cares about Iran's earthquake. We kind of all, deep down, y'all read that and went, good. We've been throwing bombs around that area for a long time. We never once got Iran involved. Pretty pissed off at Iran, too. We got no friends over there. But that earthquake was big, 7.3, which means it's going to start quaking around there a lot. A lot of mountains in that area that are still kind of active.
Got to adjust.
Yeah. So it's going to squeeze back. Maybe we'll get, maybe Iran will be brought to their knees by a natural phenomenon, and then they'll be begging us for help. That'd be cool. Maybe more oil just bubbled up to the surface, too. Earthquakes in the Middle East kind of make me happy because I think that kind of brings more resources closer.
More liquid. More liquid
more
gold.
More liquid gold starts moving around. You're like, we're going to find some new spots. That probably just opened up a little cavern. Start drilling, everybody. So what are you going to do? Yeah, it's weird. But anyway, we got Pladio and then we got the Jay Moore thing. We'll tell you more about that later. I'm just kind of in a weird spot there. Just feels strange. I want to give you the tickets. I want you to do this.
Do that.
Co-host. Would you go?
Probably not.
But if he said, like, I'd love to see you guys there.
Well, if he said, sure.
But you don't sit with him.
Be a little.
But you'd go. See, I couldn't do it.
If he's pretty adamant and saying, yeah, I want you guys to go or whatever.
But
I mean,
why?
But if it's just to go to the game, then there's no reason to really go. You're not going
out after.
Yeah.
I got to go home.
Right.
Like 10 o'clock. I'm a pumpkin at 10:30.
Figured sometime maybe you meet up before. You know, before the game.
Yes. I always find it weird. I guess I just don't feel like anybody really wants to hang out with me. I don't think that that's two phrases I don't really believe is, I'd love to see you, and I have a friend who wants to meet you. No, you don't. Nobody ever wants to really see me. And nobody ever... No, I think it's all bullcrap. I don't think anybody's like, God, I just can't wait to get in the shower and get ready and go see a person.
John, how about this offer? Here's your answer. I personally know someone who has a suite. They sell tickets to every game. They've got get three of these tickets. I'll get them for you and invite Jay. That way, you're the baller.
And it has, he has to abandon his pals.
His Jenny Bus ticket.
Oh, man.
Jenny Bus.
That's pretty good. I don't want to take that guy's ticket. I can get my own. That's all right. I appreciate
if
that.
If he's coming in on the plane.
He should be hanging out with the team.
What's interesting is that, like, if you're coming in on the plane, you're going to have tickets.
Oh, he's got tickets.
That's what I'm saying. He's flying with the team. The team's going
to... I'm not worried about that. I'm just saying. I just went from invite to not invite to get your own. But I kind of feel like I'm like, I'm not going to
go. John, your show is so funny this morning, but I only caught part of it. The most hilarious part, I just caught the end of. You kept referring to women as comedians.
That's true.
So
that is
funny.
Hilarious. That is funny. They're not funny at all. You're right. That's a great line. Female comedian. Those are great. It's fun to watch people try. It is.
Follow-up, John, is there a female comedian that you would ever have do the happy ending?
No.
Show, I mean.
No. No.
No on both?
Oh, it was discussed.
What? Who?
Well, I remember sitting in that room.
No,
Nancy
not by
gave
me.
Us a list.
And what did I say?
No.
You remember? No. No women.
Which one was it?
I don't remember. She rattled it off. I said, no women.
Oh, it was that those singers, the comedians.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Garfunkel and...
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Not interested. I already know celebrities.
That's their name, Garfunkel and
yes, celebrities. Blah, blah. Celebrities are difficult to deal with as it is. Now add that female gene. Forget it. No. I want the show to be a success. I hate that stuff. Got it. You're in a girl comedian show. Let Beth throw that. It's a man comedian show. Not happening. Anyway. Well, we'll look for us on the big screen tonight. Brady and I sitting next to each other on Kiss Cam.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Adam Ray wants to go to the game tonight.
Is he going tonight?
I think so.
All right. Is he still here?
Yeah.
We could take Adam.
I know.
I probably get 4 seats for Adam and whoever his girlfriend or whatever.
Yes. Girlfriend lives
Jay,
here.
We're with Adam Ray. He was in Curb Your Enthusiasm last night. He had 2 lines. We're friends with him.
They're great.
We're friends with him. That'd be interesting if we could start a... comedian jealousy battle over people they really don't want to be with anyway. Yeah. I don't think anybody ever means that. Do you think people mean that? I'd love to meet you. Love to meet that guy. He really wants to meet you. I just don't buy it.
You don't think it depends on where it's coming
ever?
From.
I don't know if that's genuine. I just don't think that's a thing. Like you said it to me once. Every time I went up to Sholo and went by that guy's house that was by mine.
Yeah.
When we went to the spring training thing, you said he wanted to meet you.
Oh, at least Cousin Vince.
Yeah. And after I met him, he never wanted anything to do with me.
Yeah.
So he didn't really want to be around me that much.
Well, he wanted to meet you until you disappointed
That's
him.
That's what I'm saying. It's the ultimate disappointing when you actually want to meet somebody. If he wanted to meet me, then wouldn't it like make sense that he's like, after we meet.
What's he doing?
Like to hang out with that guy. But never once after even at the game, it started to kind of fizzle.
This isn't working.
He wanted to meet me. Yeah. Hi, how are you? It's nice to meet you. Not what I thought. Thanks, though, for taking the time.
We have nothing in common.
I don't think that's true. I don't think people actually feel
I usually just disappoint women.
Yeah, no, I can disappoint anybody. I just don't believe that's a case ever. I don't think anybody sits at their home going, this is going to be great tonight. Get ready. We're going to meet a guy. I just don't think that ever actually happens. I don't think people are actually excited to meet.
I thought you'd be crazier to hang out with.
Right. Yeah, you thought I'd just constantly, all right.
More impressions.
You know what I do now when people do that? This is the new thing. And it kind of, with Heffron and stuff, we did it, but it's been working great. It's like, this is my cousin. He really wants to meet you. Hey, what's up? Oh, my God. You sound just like you do on the radio. It's like, well, yeah, because that's what, it's me. So I shake hands and then they're like, it's so weird because I hear your voice and it's like, you know, but you're right in front of me. I'm like, yep, we'll be right back. And then I just leave. I take breaks to make them feel like it's like a radio guy. Hey, you know what? Before you keep going, are you having a good night's sleep or are you having trouble? You probably spent too much for your mattress. Tough to Needle has changed all that. What's this guy doing? Doing a commercial. Shut up. I'm endorsing them.
What I do.
It's what I do. You wanted the experience.
Yeah, yeah, most of the time it's more of a favor to them, in a way. Right.
But like, have you ever really sat at home excited to get ready and leave and go somewhere to meet somebody? I don't think that phrase actually applies ever.
No.
No.
I really want to meet you.
I don't think that's true. I think some people, and no one ever says it to you. It's always the friend of the person that's meeting you. So he really wanted to meet you. The person meeting you never wants to really meet you. Celebrity or otherwise. Celebrity
times
or otherwise.
They're like, wait a minute. Right. He didn't want to meet and then they'll call you. Me you like, just wanted to go out.
Right. They'll call me Mike or something. I'm like, that guy doesn't care. Yeah, it's weird. I don't think that's a truth.
I really want to meet that guy.
No, you don't. I can't wait to go out with you. That's not true. Unless there's sex involved. Nobody's really that excited about going out. It's really true. Nobody really wants to go out and hang out with other couples and stuff. They're not excited about it. The whole time you're getting ready, everybody's like, ugh, did we... We have to do this, and you're coming up with excuses on why you can leave. Let's get out of this mix. Is it too late to call?
Yes, we're getting ready and we're going.
Great. All right. We're done at 9, right? That's the deal. 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Good.
I've been in the situation where I'm you kind of feel like you're that guy that is wanting to meet that other person, and I wasn't. I was invited. My friend's like, hey, my brother's in town. Do you want to go to dinner with me? I'm like, I don't want to be the guy that's...
Right.
Guy who's, ah, no, it's no problem. We'll go there. So it was Dan Patrick.
Oh, cool.
So we went out to dinner, but you feel like you're in that...
Your fandom.
You're like, oh. Right. But it is awkward at first, but then it's fine. Because you don't, you know, I didn't come out with all the fandom stuff.
Right. But you're not yourself. You're just being weird. You're making sure you don't overdo it.
Like, you've been to a lot of dinners. Like, didn't you go to a Harry Carey dinner?
Yeah.
You said, mentioned that one. And
yeah, you like that
stuff. But there's a connection, you know, on that one.
Yeah, somebody's taking you.
And so you're kind of, that helps because you feel a little bit that he's like, oh, since you're friends with him, you're kind of in that.
Yeah.
Inner circle.
I'm not even talking about celebrities, even just like people that like meet.
Exactly.
Organizations. Hey, you go with me.
Just general people. Oh, just general. I want you to meet my friends. Like nobody wants to meet anybody,
unless it's a girl,
right? Unless there's sex involved. Unless there's good possibilities of sex. The only time you're actually like, maybe I'd like to meet her. That's the only time that applies. Nobody ever wants to meet a couple's friend or some girl's new boyfriend. Oh, there's nothing worse than when your wife's friend has a new boyfriend, and it turned out with Becky's guy, he's a nice guy, but that was torture for me for weeks that he's gonna, we've got to get together with him. I'm like, why? You're gonna make me play date with this
seal
guy.
Approval.
I don't care. He seems great on the photos on Facebook you've shown me. I think they're very happy. That's enough.
John, the only time in my life I've ever used the can't wait to ... line, can't wait to bang this broad.
Right, it's sex. That's the only time it actually applies. No one ever wants to go out and meet the new guy. In some girl's life, no one ever wants to do it. Maybe you hit it off, but nobody ever wants.
I agree with that because when you say you can't want to, the setup is too,
it's brutal.
The bar is set too
it's
high.
Miserable.
Just let things happen.
Yeah.
I had one earlier back in October when on our break, went back to Columbus, mm-hmm. and my dad basically says, hey, I want you to meet this person. This is a favor of him. And who's this? The lady that runs the cafeteria at Grandview High School.
What?
He's like, I want to take you to high school, and you want to meet.
What?
Why?
During dad? School?
Yeah.
This school's explains going on, a lot so about you, school. Brady.
What? So he goes, I go, what'd you do, Dad?
You boned this.
Well, I gave her some sauce, and I thought maybe they'll use the sauce at the cafeteria. I go, Dad, they're not going to use
And here's the other thing. She didn't want to meet you. Your dad assumed
Right.
Because she liked the sauce. That this triangle needed to be completed.
But so, you know, I like Dad.
You could be the high school sauce king.
And I knew he was kind of bummed out. So we went there. I met her.
How'd it go?
She was very nice.
She had no idea why.
She had the sauce because Dad has given everyone, the staff over there, a bottle of sauce.
What is your dad hanging out to high school for?
He has helped. He raised money, got a computer room. He was inducted 2 years ago into the Sports Hall of Fame there.
And right. And he can't let go? He's 90 years old, for Christ's sake.
He's the oldest Uncle Ruico.
It's brutal. And also, Brady, your dad's a lunch lady. There's something going on there. Nobody wants to go back to high school that badly in their 90s, do they? There's no ties anymore. Everyone you went to school with is dead.
Oh, he's got ties.
Every teacher is dead.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing there.
And then he takes me by. There's your Aunt Vi, class of 1925, the composite.
Does he go to the games?
Wow.
The football games?
He might.
They just have X's on him?
Good Lord, man. Let go.
He's got his old Letterman jacket.
Live life. High school was 70-plus years ago.
So his message last night was, hey, Ohio State wrestled ASU this year, or it was over the weekend, right. Went to the match. They're pretty good at first, and then Ohio State, you know, the bigger guns came in at the end. Anyway, I went up to a guy's, one of the wrestler's dads, who's from ASU, and I gave him your card.
That has to be just an Ohio thing.
You have to be honest with him. He's 90 years old or whatever. Yeah. Just say, I don't give a crap.
Dad, stop. Care. Stop it. I've got stop plenty of friends. I don't need any.
Don't tell me about wrestling, Ohio State wrestling. Don't tell me about girls' basketball.
Anyway, they'll be contacting you.
Just be honest.
We went out to the wrestling match. She did all right for a while. And then I hand the lunch lady at Grandview High.
It's time you.
You know I. You know why I don't have to? Because rarely do they follow up, even though he's given the card. Yeah,
when
it's
they
just
do,
nice.
You just
whatever.
Had to follow up with the lunch lady.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I went with him there.
I just said no to that too.
He was. He was a little upset because he had this meeting set up that he was going to go in there. But
what happens?
You know
if
what's going to happen?
I'm not meeting the f-ing lunch lady.
I did it first. I go, Dad.
Just say no, Brady.
Just say no.
Just say
that's
no.
I was like, well, okay.
You've done it to drugs your whole life. Dad,
let's go.
You've done it to fun and drugs
fun.
Your entire life.
It was
not
fun.
Fun.
It was because I went down the hallway.
Stop it. Because you went down a high school hallway in your 50s?
Well, the other thing
thanks,
is
Kevin Spacey.
Guy,
that's not fun.
No, to see the composite, but there was a meeting going on, a board meeting, and the superintendent of schools is a guy that is a couple years younger than me. And I crashed that meeting.
Oh, I stand corrected. That does sound like
that,
a blast.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm sorry.
Well, there was a board meeting there after meeting
I just
lunch
popped lady. My head in there and the door, and they're all sitting around all business. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was the bathroom. And then closed the door.
Oh, and man.
Came
you're
out.
Right. I stand
came out
corrected.
And
wow.
Sauce galore.
Yeah. Did confetti fall from
every
the ceiling?
Every board member had.
This sounds like this. Then elephants walk by with their trunks and tails tied together because that does sound
the marching
fun.
Band came out. See you long. So long, Brady.
Well, that's ridiculous.
You're an adult now, Brady. You can say no to your father.
And you don't need high school anymore. Both of you need to stop with high school love.
Anyway,
you know who likes high school
high
in their
school.
50s?
I did that for my dad.
You know who likes high school in their 50s? You know who likes high school in their 50s? Fat women who never got married. Who think,
this was the only time in my life where things were great.
And they hang around high schools and they want to do stuff at this. That's brutal.
Because they used to be the cheerleader.
Yeah, because they used
the
to 50s, matter.
The 50s, they're 83.
Right.
The
you too, though.
Matter.
Both of you.
He's about the only one.
Both of you. He needs to stop, too. I understand he's having his, you know, he's reminiscing and it's one last trip through the high school, maybe that. But meeting a lunch lady and dragging the family in, that's you're meeting your other mom.
Is he coming out for Thanksgiving? We'll have him on the air. We need an intervention.
No.
You stay away from the high school.
Yeah, stop handing Brady's card to weirdos. And just, you're 500 feet from the doors of the high school. You can walk around the outskirts. You're going to get arrested for that, too. But you can walk around. Yeah, but don't go in there anymore. Board meetings. Yeah, I know that's exciting for an 85-year-old man. But board meeting, you just need to interact. Stand on a street corner. Do something else.
There has to be something better.
You should have said no to that. What would he have said?
I'm not going to meet the lunch lady, Dad.
You're breaking a lot of hearts here today, boy.
Oh, he all right, let's go.
He would have been crushed if you didn't want to meet the lunch lady at Grandview High.
It would have ruined his day.
Why?
That's a highlight.
Maybe he needs a day ruined.
Really? Yeah.
What he needs a wake-up call.
What he needs is like some Ambien or you know, put him to sleep for a little while and wake up and forget about it. Give him one of those mood-altering pills.
Go hunt snakes again. That's more exciting.
He's not so sensitive. No one wants to meet the lunch lady at Grandview High. No one. You know who least wants to face the lunch lady at Grandview High? It's the lunch lady at Grandview High. Every morning's a nightmare for her when she puts that little thing in her red hair. That old face just reminds her that time is ravaging her body and she leaves. She doesn't even want to meet her. Why would you?
Best part is he bought a couple lunches on his way out.
School lunches?
Support, yeah. Dad, what are you? It helps out the school.
You
I go, they have to order.
Hell.
I go, Dad,
what, they
really
give you orders to go?
Not
it
doesn't
really
help out the
money.
School. not really.
It's to-go orders.
I go, the chef's salad, what was that? It's $4, $4.25, something like that. Oh, Dad, it's not really helping out the school. They're making you a salad.
Just give them a damn cash donation.
Yeah, I know. I go, you'd be better off doing that. So, yeah, you're probably right.
This sounds
it's a
to
good,
me.
Good chef salad.
Your
though.
Dad's trolling the lunch lady.
He might be.
Yes.
And if he could still get
yes.
hard,
there
he
you
would.
Go. Yes.
You know, you got two popsicle sticks and some tape.
Did totally she agree? She look like your mom at all?
No.
No.
Drastically different.
She was 26.
Was she? Like how
no,
old was she? 62, 63, somewhere in there?
No, she was younger than that.
Oh, okay. The lunch lady's younger than her 60s? Life
yeah.
has destroyed this woman. That's a job for retirees or deadbeats who just got out of prison and have nowhere else to go. So she's in her 40s?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. What's going on? What a nightmare. She didn't want to meet you. She didn't care at all.
Well, the way she grabbed me, I think she did.
This kind old man is dragging me through.
Yeah, I'll choose to think he's hosing the lunch lady.
I think your dad's young lunch
lady. Boy, John, I've been listening for years. I guess it never really hit me until now. So much so that I think I'm going to start a GoFundMe page to buy Brady a freaking spine. Can't say no to his daughter sleeping in his room or shutting his dad down. What is going on? How have I missed it every time you've brought it up?
I
Yeah, you have a problem with no.
You gotta say no.
I think you tell Ronnie no on a regular.
Well,
yeah, Ronnie seems to get the no's.
But Kirby and your dad,
but no. His family, his real family.
Maybe it's the other way around that I'm getting told no all the time. That I go
Ronnie.
Out of my way
I
not
see.
To think
reciprocal.
No.
So you're doing it because of a sex issue.
I pick right, it up by it. Saying yes to everything.
You John, say yes to everyone else to show how, hey, this could
this
be real easy.
Exactly.
Look how
this
easy
how it
is. I say yes to everything.
John, what are the odds?
Party of no.
Out there somewhere in Ohio, probably near that school, there's a half-brother.
Oh,
to Brady Bogan.
Yeah.
And the mom is that lunch lady.
And he eats all of his food
yes.
on partition trays.
Yes.
I hope that revelation comes out.
Hey, my food's separated. All right. Grady, someone's here to meet you. I don't want to meet nobody, Mom. So we got to get the fuck out of here.
Would it be Bizarro Brady? Or?
My applesauce leaked over into this weird little cranberry dessert. Bring in the idiot. Hey, you're good looking. You're good looking too, man. What you call yourself?
He'd be a little more abrasive. His mom's a lunch lady.
Can't wait to meet you. You seem like one of those types of guys that stir up some trouble with the ladies. Yeah, no, you would assume so, but it hasn't been that way. Yeah, you know what? You and I should go out there and rob some Circle K's. Ooh.
Wow, he's really gone bad.
Is that chicken fowl? You were raised by a lunch lady and no father. This could have been me.
Yeah, I hose her and I give her a few bucks to take care of that wretched child.
That's why he bought the lunch.
Dad, what are all these checks for $10,000?
I gotta take care of a lady and her Asperger's kid. It's driving me nuts. She's got no filter, see?
I choose to believe that one.
That's at least interesting.
Yeah, that's much better.
Then let's go meet the lunch lady at my high school from 70 years ago. She wasn't born for 30 years after Torp got out of that school.
Just text him. Please tell me you're hosing the lunch lady because that makes it all better.
John and the gang think that you're hosing that lunch lady at Grandview High. There's no other reason for your family to be introduced to a lunch lady. I want you to meet the guy pumping gas over here. Why?
He may need to be put in a home if not.
Yeah, this is bad.
If he's not hosing that lunch lady, you got to put him in a home.
You know what? I bet you maybe Bunny's the party of no, too. And Tor's like, you know, I got needs.
Go bang the lunch lady in high school.
You know what? Maybe I will.
She just like, go ahead.
Maybe I will. Hey, lunch lady.
You look a little old to be a student here.
I was a student here, class of 33.
He stands by his Hall of Fame plaque.
You know this guy? HOF, baby. You got any more
of
that?
You know what? Maybe that's what I'll do for Christmas. I'll get a blazer, an HOF blazer.
What do you do at that age? Do you, like, if your wife were to tell you something like that and you're that old?
What? To tell you, go,
you're not going to get divorced.
You do it.
Yeah.
You just go hose women, don't you?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get it up. I'm going to have to hand f*** you because my junk doesn't work right anymore. But anyway, I hope you don't mind lunch.
The only
lady.
Thing that would get their attention if all of a sudden, you know, she's been really good to me. I'm going to leave her some stuff.
Yeah,
then
you'll find out.
If she gets in the
then
will,
you'll get the attention.
If she's at the reading of Torp's will, and that's the real reason comes, and those rose-colored glasses are peeled off, and she's at the will reading, you'll know the lunch lady was...
I'm on to you, lunch lady!
...was knobbing your old man the last few years for a couple bucks. That's gold. Because there's no other reason to think that he'd want his son to meet the lunch lady other than to kind of, like, expose his darkest secret. This has to be the case.
She'll probably be upset because in the lunch lady at Grandview High School gets Tom Bogan's knife collection.
No, well, that's
what
something.
What the?
She shouldn't get anything. The fact she's in his life is strange. He needs to stay away from that high school. There would be nothing weirder than an 8-year-old man wandering around Dobson when I was there. It was already weird enough Father Dale used to go through and pick his prey. You can't assume decency. Some strange old man wandering the high school, thinking about how great it used to be. Looking at all these firm young ladies. Yeah. That lunch lady's got my eye. And open up with a bottle of sauce and a business card. Yeah, you got to say no to more stuff.
I haven't printed a business card in years. He keeps asking for me. You got any more cards?
No. Hey, we're out of business.
So he sends me
things
one. Hey, I created one for you. It's a cut and paste.
Just tell him,
Dad, things went south. We got no more porkopolis, no more sauce.
It's still on the internet.
Yeah, we just don't know how to take it down. Anyway, stop telling people about it. Stop handing out the card, please.
Brady, I want you to meet somebody. She's a teller at a bank. I gave her my name and my account number, so we're very close. I think she'd love to meet you.
There is something that the high school wants to, instead of selling, you know, candy bars and stuff like that, they want to sell the sauce.
Barbecue sauce?
Fundraiser. Dad, this says your account's been open since 1967.
Wow, that's strange. They're going to sell sauce at the high school.
Yeah, the kids would go around if they want to, I mean.
So that's the new candy bar in Ohio, is the bottle of sauce?
That's a quite specific prize.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. I hope
if
it gets
you. If you want to do it, you're more than welcome.
And also, the lunch lady says she gives up the ass if I can get this sauce thing on board.
Then we're going to do it.
Raise some more money.
Is that part of the flyer?
David Endress nails it. He goes, I would love to see you, John. I would never pass an opportunity to meet you unless I had some leftover hot wings or something in the fridge or something better to do. Exactly. Nobody really wants to see anybody. You happen to enjoy the evening, but there's no, like, build up to it. Nobody ever wants to really do it.
It's cool. We've talked about it before. Like the drive-by meetings.
Those are great.
Are great.
The accidents.
Yeah.
But nobody ever really wants to go.
I had that at that charity event. I was playing craps at the charity event, and some guy comes up to me. I heard you were here. Like, really? There's a big rumor around?
Keep it down. Those are cool.
Nice to meet you.
But I guarantee you, while you're getting ready to that whole thing, you're like, should we go? Is this like the whole moment? You weren't like all like noon. Can't wait. Nobody does it. Everybody's always trying to think of ways not to do things. Eh, let's dodge this. This is going to be a nightmare.
And then it turns out great.
Yeah, it turns out great. But nobody's ever excited to do anything. You have to get there.
It's phases.
Yeah, it's like dragging
it's
you through
time.
Mud.
You know, definitely at a certain age, like the 20 to 30, all of a sudden a lot of those charity functions are, that's the place to be.
Well, I never went in the 20s. Yeah. I dodged those like crazy. They wanted money. I didn't have it. It's 7-Eleven. Let's get ourselves a wake-up song. What do you got on the big board?
Wake-up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the near future, get in touch with us. We've got a free buyer's or seller's guide we can get out to you. Just contact us on the site, ELOteam.com. Slipknot's up here. Psychosocial, I Prevail. They're going to be here Friday. Black Label Society, GNR, Down, Corrosion of Conformity.
Okay.
Dance of the Dead. Hmm. What do you want? What do you think? What are you thinking? Let's do Slipknot.
I was just going to say, Slipknot's got me because I love Psychosocial. I don't know what I Prevail is.
I Prevail?
Yeah, I don't think I'm familiar with that.
They're the kids. The kids like the
I kids
Prevail.
Like the I Prevail?
Yeah.
The kid, they're the new thing the kids are into. That lunch lady would love her some I Prevail, right?
My dad likes it.
Yeah. He bought her the new album. All right, we'll do Slipknot instead, but I Prevail's on the list. Scott.
Yeah, we'll do them for a wake-up song
all right
this week.
The kids are enjoying the I Prevail, though.
Yes. Yeah,
really, they're dancing to their numbers.
So that's cool.
Oh, it's one of those deals.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of a Day to Remember type thing?
Yes.
Okay. Similar kind of whining,
exactly.
Screaming. Okay. Good. Slipknot it is. Psychosocial, that's the way to go here. That's the route for us. Do you think your dad would have, like, questioned everything about you if you told him, I don't want to meet the lunch lady? It's not something I want to do.
No, because at first I was like, Dad, we don't need to do this.
Right.
And then I saw him kind of, you know.
Melt.
Yeah, a little bit.
It meant a lot.
All right, let's go.
So it turned into like what we were just talking about. You had a great time once you went.
Yep,
even though you were dragged.
It sounds awful.
You're it so did. Full of crap.
What was a great time about?
Well, not.
Or did you just resign yourself to enjoying something that was complete garbage? Because to me, Brady, if I told you this, hey, this weekend, went to the high school, met the lunch lady, sat in a board meeting, and left. Oh, and then looked at some plaques from the 20s.
My charity event turned out great because it's free alcohol and gambling.
Dinner, gambling. Yeah, it sounds like, wow, that sounds like a real
auction.
Turn for fun.
Yeah.
You know what I did this weekend? I went to high school.
I got a hoagie sandwich in the cafeteria.
Right. Yes.
But what about what I just described
so
you sounds like
garbage.
A great. You had a... You made the most of it. It was not
I
a
I made
game.
The most of it,
right.
Absolutely.
But that means it stunk.
It was enjoyable.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
You made a stink event something tolerable.
I saw a buddy that I hadn't seen in a while.
Please. Well, because nobody expected you to be there.
So if the opportunity presented itself again, you would dive back into that
You can't wait
situation.
To do that exact same day again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You'd go back to the high school, meet the lunch lady, sit in a board meeting.
You How's lie. It going? How many orders are we making today?
Right. You lie.
Nothing about that's an appealing day. You know how I know that? Because it's not at some sort of a events and adventures day. You can go to a board meeting and meet a lunch lady. Ooh, how many people have signed up for that? Everyone.
We just have different ideas of fun, I guess, Brady. I don't know.
You know it's not fun. You know that's that you couldn't drag anybody to that with that description you gave.
Well, there'll be a board meeting.
Oh, wow. Well, you're really piling on the treats.
Only
what's the
maybe
frosting
Bungart on? Should go because you and him are
Bungart's would burn the place right as a drag. I'll burn it down. You take the blame. Nothing about that's a treat. Nothing.
There might have been one other one during the week too that
what
turn into.
Let's have it
on the way to the Olentangy Indian Caverns. Our little field that I was taking Kirby on the way down there.
Wait a minute,
Powell
you didn't drag Kirby to this high school thing, did you?
No.
Okay, good.
No, but the three of us, it's me, Torp, and Kirby.
Right.
And just before we're getting to the caverns, we're out there. Hey, want to stop by Jana Shipley's place, her house. Jana Shipley's the former ladies coach of Ohio State Golf.
Ugh.
And that's what I
said. Well,
we does she know you're coming by, Dad? Oh, yeah, Poppy. She's over there. So she ends up, you know what? It was a pleasant surprise because...
She was buried in muff.
She lives, her house is on the river.
Oh, we're just having a lesbian golf outing. We're all just smash face into puss right
That's
now.
What
Come
I was
on
picturing.
In, boys.
That's what I was picturing.
Check
that
it
I was
out,
walking
Kirby.
Into.
Here's your future, Kirby. Look at that there, huh? Because there's no reason to ever talk to men anymore. They were dividing by gender.
There
so
you
you're
going
to be face down in muff like these female golfers here we've surprised.
It's a teaching moment.
Yeah.
This is what you call a teachable moment, Kirby. You get to go face down in a bunch of lesbian muff because genders are separating, and your dad's dad doesn't know how to call ahead.
He did. He called ahead.
Like we were in the driveway.
Like 10 minutes before. Right.
Hey, Jana Shipley. It's Tom Bogan. Tom Bogan. We met in 61. Anyway, I've been reminiscing a lot because I'm close. Anywho, thought I'd come by and see if you're having one of them muff parties.
I wanted
sure,
to bring
Tom.
My son and daughter by.
So
we went over there. You know what? She had a really neat house. She lives on the Olentangy River. And
oh
we went out in the woods. And
tried to kill yourself?
Nope.
Ugh.
Did a little hike, a little nature hike
out
there.
You stopped by a stranger's house, and she sent you into
the
woods.
Well, I knew her. I've met her before.
I don't care. She's a stranger.
No.
You've met her doesn't mean that you're, like, acquaintance. You've met.
Yeah, no, it's an acquaintance.
You,
but you I
contact,
think
regular her. Contact, you're hanging
not
out.
Not me, right. My dad. Of course not. But I met her through my dad.
And so he drags us over there, sends you and Kirby
into
the woods.
He has a foursome, a scramble, or whatever he calls jam.
Smart.
Yeah.
And then he hoses the golf coach while you and Kirby are out in the woods looking at berries.
They did go to the...
Did they hang out alone?
No, we all were.
You all went... So you took an 88-year-old man on a hike in the woods?
Yeah.
Why?
We were looking for buckeyes.
Oh, my God.
And
this
Kirby wanted
Toledo,
to
Toledo, I apologize
buckeyes.
For ever saying your trip sucked.
Man,
you clearly have the most exciting life of
you know,
all time.
That was basically about a half hour, 45 minute visit. Then on to the caverns.
Can you answer this question? Hey, Brady, what did Dad get you for Father's Day? Signed, Buddy Bogan.
Oh, little buddy. Little buggy, the cafeteria lady's son.
I ain't got no dad. I only got problems. Anyway. I'm going to block the doorway and beat off for a little while.
The Midwest is just different.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Why is it?
The Bogans
it's
are
fall
different.
There out in the woods. It was gorgeous.
I was told a great story about my great-grandpa. Is this small-town Midwest crap.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was the first on his block to get a television.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Oh, boy. He had people over.
Because back in the day, everybody would just go to people's houses and talk. They'd sit on the porch and talk.
Go to bed in the
television.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Before television came out. So he was the first on his block to get the TV. And so apparently he would just stare at the tube.
Yeah.
And it would like
magic
be
box.
Off. Yeah, and it would come on magically. And then, you know.
People living in your house.
Yeah, the people would keep coming to his house to just sit on the porch and talk. And they'd be pissed off because he's in there just staring at
and he's staring
like,
at the box.
So the neighbor got mad. He's like, well, if you're not going to come out here and talk with us, then I'm not going to come over anymore.
Yes.
And so my great-grandpa goes... Well, then get the hell on off my porch, then. I don't want you over here anymore.
And then...
That's when everything changed. The world changed.
And isn't it great? We don't really like each other. We've just got nothing else to do.
Yes, that's how it was.
And everybody got TVs and realized, good, finally, I don't have to deal with those knobs next door. And also, you know what started to happen with the invention of television? We started living longer. We had a reason to live. Like the life expectancy in the 40s and 30s when TV first started was like 48 years old. It's been 70 years. We're up to 90 now, and it's because we isolated ourselves away from all these knobs on porches talking about nothing.
It kind of put things in perspective for me, because now what are the people are bitching
about?
Had nothing
to do with
phones.
Medicine.
Right.
Like
right.
Kids are on the phone all the time.
It's true. It's the same thing. TV was going to destroy everything. And we're going to live like 170 now, because we're isolating down to just our own little pods. Virtual reality will never die. It's great. Brady's dad will be the last of the Mohicans. Wandering around,
he's
meeting
still
people,
wandering around, trying to talk to everybody,
popping in. Oh, your dad does pop ins. What are you supposed to say to somebody? That's like, I'm 10 minutes away from your place, thinking about coming over. You know, I'm 88.
We're not home.
She'll say, you
that's
know, it's not good right now.
No, she wouldn't.
In the middle of a project, building an outhouse.
87-year-old man tells you that he wants to come over.
Because in the age of cell phones, nobody can say that you're home.
Right, but the worst part is that you can. All right, well, he's going to die soon. This might be his
last. She had an option not to answer the phone.
She answered it thinking maybe it was the call. Oh, it's Tor Pogan. This might not be good. Hello? Hey! Oh, he's fine. Great. How close are you? Thought I'd come over there and just stare at you for a little bit. No real reason. You got to tell. No more pop-ins, no more visits to high school. Unless it's it. Unless he's willing to tell the people, probably not going to be here much longer. Probably the last time you'll see me. Bye, Janice Shipley. I've always wanted to bury my boner inside of you.
Well, that was awkward.
Let's make that happen.
Yep. Adios. Give the peace sign. Hop in the Kia. Go to the cavern of dead Indians and then go home. Where you belong.
Big. Red. Badass.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.